You know me? You know me? She sang. Her accent was pure Jamaican. Afria! You're Auntie Afria. And you are Mildred's little daughter. Come, give me a hug, little Grace. Coral butted in. Constance, I tell you the child's name is Faith. You know listening to me. Faith, you know me? Faith, I am your Auntie Afria. Your mommy's cousin. Coral tutted. Now come, tell me how is your mommy? Afria pulled me onto a seat, sat down beside me, and immediately began to cry. She pulled a small handkerchief out from the folds of her dress and dabbed at her eyes. I do as it happens. She just called to tell me you were on your way. We're twins. Identical. She looks back at her screen and types in some more words. I'm Karina, she says, and my sister, Caris, is the receptionist at the Ocean View. Not a lot of people know I've got a twin, let alone met both of us on the same day. We've only been on St. George for a few months. I never thanked you for saving my life. Back in Lagos. She shifts her gaze to the ground. But you did try to kill me twice, so perhaps it all cancels out? It takes me a second to realize she's joking. I'm surprised when I grin. For the second time today, she smiles, and I get a glimpse of why it was so hard for Tsane to look away. Ah, two lovely ladies, an elderly Kosedan says, beckoning us closer. He steps forward, his graying hairs glinting under the sun. Please, the merchant's smile widens, carving wrinkles into his leathery skin. Come in. I promise you'll find something you like. We walk around to the front steps of his wagon, pulled by two chitonnaires, so large we stand eye to eye. I run my hands along their spotted fur, stopping to finger the grooves in the thick horn protruding from one's forehead. The rider purrs and licks my hand with its serrated tongue before I step inside the extensive space of wares. The musk of old fabrics hits me as we pass through the crowded wagon. On one end, Amari fingers through old clothes while I stop and inspect a pair of suede Mongik's hide canteens. What are you in the market for? The merchant asks, holding an array of sparkling necklaces. He leans in, magnifying the deep-set eyes that mark those from Orisha's northern border. These pearls come from the bays of Jumenta, but these glittering beauties come from the mines of Calabra, sure to turn any fella's head, though I'm sure you have no problem in that department.